It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
This week's film is personal to Rafaela and me. The war photographer Chris Hondros was our friend for many years, before he was killed in 2011 at age 41 doing his job in Libya. Chris listened to Bach and read Shakespeare. He had a gift for friendship and took the best photo at our wedding. He wasn't what you might think of as a war photographer. In the new documentary, Hondros, he explains his motivation.
I'm not one of these people that got into war photography for the rush. I'm not into adventure sports or anything like that either. I mean, I believe in photography. I believe in the role that journalists and photographers specifically play in our whole system of international conflict and how we resolve differences.
Director Greg Campbell was his longtime friend. The film tells stories behind some of Hondros's most famous images from multiple conflict zones. Here, he describes making a photo of a jubilant warrior on a bridge in the middle of a gun battle. It brought worldwide attention to a remote conflict in Liberia.
Something clicked in me at that moment when I was thinking about it, just as they were about to charge. You know, I kind of realized at that moment that my whole career as a photographer, in a way, had been leading up to a moment like that.
Photographer Mike Camber remembers Hondros analyzing how dangers were rising in their field.
He said, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the Western press was something that was courted and needed. And today, everybody has their own propaganda wing. They're putting out their own message. And a Western journalist who's there fact-checking is just in the way.
This film is a testament to a great practitioner in the role of bearing witness. Hondros is now available on iTunes and other platforms. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.